Hi, I'm Father Quan Tran. I'm the Episcopal Vicar for the Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs Office for the Diocese of Orange. I'm also the Parochial Vicar at Christ Cathedral Parish. And on behalf of the Diocese, we're excited to have our new Auxiliary Bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen. And already he's made quite an impression on everybody here. And his parishioners tell us that we're gaining a holy, loving priest. And so we're all excited to welcome our new Auxiliary Bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com. Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and Happy New Year to everyone. 2018 is going to be a year of miracles, a year of blessings, a year of grace. And what a way to start, empowered by the Spirit. We have back from, by popular demand, the number one show ever on Empowered by the Spirit was a show with Father Ethan Southard, who is a parish priest from Our Lady of Perpetual Health in Santa Clarita. Welcome back, Father.
Thank you, Deacon. It's great to be here.
And Clarissa Martinez, welcome back.
Thank you, Deacon Steve. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year with a beautiful voice. And Diane Corlett, welcome back.
Thank you, Deacon. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is the A-Team. Amazing, amazing. And we're talking about Beloved. You are still beloved. You will always be beloved by our Lord and Savior. As we begin this new year, let's begin in prayer. Heavenly Father, we commit our lives, our soul to you. We commit everything to you, everything, body, soul, and spirit, that you may take over our life and that we may be empowered by your Spirit.
Love has captured the night. Love has captured the night. Love has captured the night.
Hallelujah! Praise you, Lord Jesus. Clarissa, tell us about that song.
Oh, it's a beautiful song about just that evening, that one evening.
Hallelujah.
God, the Heavenly Father says, let's bring heaven on earth.
Let's bring heaven on earth.
That night, yeah.
And Father, I think we had heaven on earth on November 18th. Tell us what happened.
Oh, yeah. I could share a little bit, but I think maybe the homecoming queen could share.
Oh, Diane, you know, what a transformation when you gave your story. And again, for everyone who did not know, Hollywood Beloved was on November 18th in Hollywood on the streets of Hollywood Boulevard. And also there at the church, Blessed Sacrament, which was on Sunset Boulevard. And I think we had over 1,000 people, you know, maybe a lot more than that. The church was filled. We took to the streets with Eucharistic procession and, you know, praising God, worshiping God, adoring God, loving the people that we saw on the streets. And then afterwards, we had a testimony by Diane and other people, but Diane Corlett. And so since Father seemed to have passed you the football there, tell us about that night for you and what it meant to kind of share your story and maybe give us a little bit about that story for our listeners who haven't heard it before.
Yeah, for me, it was a very personal experience because I have a history in Hollywood. So for me, it really was bringing what Christ did for me back to the streets where I needed him so badly, where I was at a point in my life where I was deprived of love, and I did some horrible things, and so it was really hard for me to come back, but at the same time, it was beautiful because I was able to bring Christ's love where I was so deprived. So I felt like I was starving to death the first time I started going out there. You know, I was using drugs. I had lived homeless before. I'd also worked as an escort on those streets of Hollywood. So to go back was really, really tough, but at the same time, it was amazing. And I started to see the homelessness in everybody there, and I was able to unite my own homelessness with them. And it felt really beautiful inside because I felt Christ doing something amazing, because if he could do that with me, he wanted others to know that he wants to do it with them as well. And we were just out there loving, helping them see that Christ wants to just love them. So as we processed out into the streets, we started to encounter these beautiful people that are so starving and deprived. And it's not just those that are materialistically deprived. It's those that are deprived of spirit. So we were out there bringing the spirit of love out to the streets. And it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. The love that was being poured out. The people there didn't even have a clue how much love was pouring out on them.
They were being transformed without really realizing it at mm-hmm. first. And you could see the looks on their faces, yeah. You know, where they knew something special was happening. My brothers and sisters, as we begin this year, this 2018, I want you to really put in your heart the love that the Father has for you, the love that Jesus has for you. I want you to really imbibe, drink, absorb these words in 2 Corinthians 5:17. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Father, Hollywood Beloved, the Beloved movement now is about something new, which is washing away our sins, washing away our addictions, washing away the bondage that we're in. So Jesus Christ has set us free. Mm.
There's a line in the song that Clarissa just shared. It says, love has conquered the night.
Amen.
Love has conquered the night. And on the drive in this morning, we actually saw the sun rise. And so there was this beautiful transition. And Clarissa had shared, what did you think of that scene?
Well, I always say that was my favorite part of the day when I drive to the parish in the early morning. I said it's just the best part when you just breathe that new life, when that amber just meets that blue sky. Is just so refreshing, and you breathe that life, and which is the breath of God, you know, just capturing that. That's when the night is just breaking out, and then into the day is the springtime, is a new life, like what you're sharing, Deacon Steve, and that's what it is.
And so often it feels so cold and so dark, and then when we have that first glimpse of that new life, that new light shining in, and that's what we celebrated at Christmas, and that's what we're celebrating as we go into this new year. It's a hope, and that's what Beloved Movement is. It's a hope that, you know, all of our brokenness and the part of us that has felt depraved and lost and forgotten and rejected, now we could receive the love that God has always had for us from the beginning of time, and that's just the truth. So it's really just inheriting. It's receiving our inheritance, and it's living in the dignity of who we are. And so that's Beloved. And that's the idea, is taking that message out into the streets. You know, it's so interesting. There were probably, 1,000 people, maybe even more there that night. But as we started to see on social media, there were not only multiple thousands, there were tens of thousands of people that encountered that night through social media. So there were maybe 1,000 people there in person, but there were over 50,000 on just one person's video that they had taken. 60,000 people. And so this message is just radiating out through the media, which captures that life and that message, and it just shares it in ways we have no idea.
And brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit with Father Ethan and Clarissa Martinez and Diane Corlett. We're talking about the Beloved Movement, the Hollywood Beloved event that occurred on November 18th, and the future of where Beloved's going. My brothers and sisters, you are beloved. You are loved unconditionally. In Romans 8:1, it says there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. None. In the eighth chapter of Romans, it says, nothing will separate you from the love of God. Nothing you have done, nothing you ever could do will separate you from the love of God. And Diane, that's so important, because I know, speaking for myself, who, like our listeners and like all of us, I'm broken. I've done things. I'm the shame of things that I've done in my life. And so many people are broken. So many people feel that God could never love them. But that's a lie from the enemy. God loves you exactly where you are.
Yeah, and he'll meet you right where you are, like he did for me. You know, and I can only speak of what I experienced with him in the very beginning when I encountered Christ. You know, I was addicted, and a lot of people want to hear about the healing that happened. But I have to tell you that it wasn't anything very miraculous, other than the fact that Christ came to me and he loved me and it healed me. His love healed me of drugs, alcohol, thoughts of suicide, horrible, horrible things that I lived through. And what it came down to is, when one night Christ poured his love upon me and I woke up loving Christ. When you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to fill your body with drugs. You don't want to hurt other people, because you know that hurts the one that you love. So it really comes down to, the cure all is the love of Christ. And that's what I experienced.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you passionately, passionately. Jesus loves you completely. Doesn't love you for performing. Doesn't love you for being perfect. Loves you in spite of your imperfections. Loves you totally and completely. In other words, the point is, you don't have to prove anything. You just have to say, yes, Lord Jesus, I open up my heart to you. We're going to be right back to talk more about the Beloved Movement. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occatholic.com/travel.
Backed by your prayers and your generosity, this is listener-supported Relevant Radio.
When you think about the amazing work that Relevant Radio does, to me, that's an organization that you really, really should seriously think about supporting.
Relevant Radio contributor, Professor Harry Kramer, Kellogg School of Management, Northwestern University.
It's one thing to say, hey, I'm in my car, and, you know, hey, I think I'm going to listen to Relevant Radio, but I don't think people stop and think, well, what are the costs of being able to do that? And if we're going to spread the word and we want to end up increasing the amount of listeners and you want to buy more radio stations, where does all this come from? How do we spread the word of Christ? Those of us that are blessed, that have some excess, and not people that are necessarily wealthy, can make a difference.
Our need is ongoing. Please call now with your tax-deductible donation. 1-877-291-0123 or donate online at relevantradio.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope here at beautiful Christ Cathedral. We are in the Diocese of Orange, and we are with some of my absolute favorite people. This is like better than Christmas for me in so many different ways. Father Ethan Southern, who is from Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Santa Clarita. Clarissa Martinez, evangelist and vocal artist and many other things, and evangelist Diane Corlett. And Diane was talking about her conversion and how Jesus came upon her and converted her from a life of sin, which basically is the same for all of us. We live a life of sin, but when we say yes to God, all things are new, and behold, all things are new. During the time she was speaking, the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I saw actually a number of people, at least three of our radio audience, that right now have been considering harming themselves, killing themselves. And this is a special message to you right now. God has made you listen to this show because He loves you passionately. Father, so many people lose hope. They don't believe that they're worth anything. They can't get out of the mess that they're in. But that's a lie of the enemy. What message do you have for them?
That is a lie from the enemy. And the devil wants nothing more than to steal our identity, to steal our future. And Jesus came into our brokenness. He came into our world to reveal the truth. And the truth is that we are loved beyond all telling, and that we have a Heavenly Father who has held us in His heart. He has known our names before He made the world, that He has held us so dear to Him before He made the universe. And the truth is that He could not wait until we were born. And that is our destiny, is to live in that beautiful relationship with God. And that's who we are. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and God is Father, Son, and Spirit. God is relationship. And so that's at the heart, at the essence of who we are. We're people of relationship. And we have a Father who gave everything for us to bring us back into that truth. And there's a story that Diane has just about grace. So maybe you could share what grace is to us.
Well, I was introduced to grace literally the night before my conversion. And I was at the lowest point in my life. I had been abusing prescription medications for so long that my body was shutting down, and I felt death upon me, and I almost was welcoming it. You know, at the same time, I was also very afraid, but at the another sense, I kind of just wanted it to be over. And but I got this feeling inside that God was going to do something, even though I didn't know Him. I hadn't experienced anything with God. And that very night, I remember clearly a word came to me. And that word was grace. And I had no clue what it meant. Not a clue. No one's ever spoke to me about grace. So I decided to look it up. And I literally fell on my knees and I started crying because that word was something I had never received. And it was the most beautiful description of a word I've ever heard. And it was an undeserved gift. I'd always had to do something to receive something. But this word told me that I didn't have to do a thing and that I would receive something for doing absolutely nothing.
My brothers and sisters, grace is an undeserved gift. It's unmerited favor. And it's interesting, we just had Christmas, and during the Mass during the day, the first chapter of John is always read as the gospel reading. And there is a verse in the first chapter of John that Jesus, God, gives us grace in place of grace. So think about that. Unmerited favor, showering of blessing, showering of blessing, showering blessing over and over and over and over again. Those of you that are depressed right now as we begin this new year, or even thinking of harming themselves, know that God's grace is upon you. You can get out of and will get out of this situation that you're in. You do not need to fear. You need to trust.
And there is a promise to all of us that we are God's children and we are not children of darkness. We are children of light. And that is God's promise to us. And the truth about it is that heaven and earth are full of God's glory. And God brought heaven here on earth through Jesus Christ. That one night, that one dark night, Jesus was laying in a manger, a tiny little babe in a manger, to remind us of God's, of the Heavenly Father's love, that we are the children of the light. You know, sometimes we, like, we think about our Christmas carols and, you know, that one special song, Silent Night. It was quiet. It was on a dark night. But we know that it was Heavenly Father himself who's bringing light and bringing his love to the world with his Son.
As we look at the 8th chapter of Romans again, it says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You did not receive a spirit of slavery, the fall back into fear, but a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Daddy, Daddy, Abba. We cling to our Father. We cling to our Daddy. We're involved in this ministry called Unbound, which is part of deliverance ministry, of setting people free. And we say to people right now listening in that are under this bondage of slavery, bondage of feeling that you can't get out of this mess, the bottom line is Jesus is there giving you a spirit of freedom.
Mm-hmm. And also that you're not alone. You are not alone in this fear of rejection or abandonment or in this feeling of heaviness or depression. As Clarissa was sharing, I just started thinking back to that first Christmas. And then, you know, Joseph and Mary, you know, were looking for a place where they could have Jesus. And just imagine, you know, here is Joseph. He's supposed to be, you know, the protector and the father and the man, the husband. He's supposed to be the provider. And here he is. He's just, you know, confused. He's lost and wondering, what am I going to do? But God is there. God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us through that dark night. And he's promising us hope, peace, and joy. And what happened as a result of that difficult time? It was the most beautiful night there was. It was so filled with love and happiness and joy. And that continues to radiate out. So for anyone who's still struggling tonight, God is with you. God is with us. Don't lose hope.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from your holy face. With the dawn of Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory's stream from heaven afar, heavenly host, sing
so beautiful, Clarissa. Thank you so much. My brothers and sisters, think about that silent night. Think about that moment in time when our mother, our spiritual mother, our blessed mother, Mary, was going into Bethlehem, starting labor pains, not knowing where she could possibly give birth, feeling perhaps that anguish, that tension, but at the same time having faith and trusting. My brothers and sisters, right now, as we begin this new year, know that you are not alone, as Father said. You have not been abandoned. God is with you. God sent you to this radio show to listen, to have hope. Hope for the future. Hope to know that your future is full of hope, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11 and following. To trust in him, to trust in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:7 is so important, my brothers and sisters. Please, please read it. Please memorize it. Please have it in your heart. We walk by faith and not by sight. Do not worry about the doctor's report. Do not worry about your finances. Do not worry about relationships, your marriage, or your children or grandchildren. Do not worry about anything. Do not have fear, but trust. What is needed today, Father, more than anything, is to say, yes, Jesus, I trust in you.
I think we were talking about that on the way down, actually, about the trust and about saying yes. And so sometimes it seems like maybe the angel comes to us and we're invited to trust a little bit. Clarissa, you're smiling. Do you want to share about saying yes and trust?
Actually, before you do that, I'm just going to say we're going to come right back after a prayer because this is going to be awesome. We're going to hear this right after our engineer saying, after all these years, you know, he's finally learning something. So this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. Come right back to hear Clarissa talk about trust. We'll be right back.
Join us for Catholic Night at Honda Center, February 9th, as we watch the Ducks take on the Edmonton Oilers at 7 p.m. And join our Catholic Trinity League schools as they play a special exhibition immediately following the Ducks game. Your ticket will include access to the special game as well. Don't miss the modern-day high school choir perform the national anthem along with Don Wright. The first 500 tickets purchased through this special offer will come with a limited edition Anaheim Ducks Catholic Night hat. To purchase tickets, call 714-282-3045 or visit anaheimducks.com/Catholic Night.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Thank you.
Well, we're back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about Beloved, how much God loves us in the Beloved movement. And we're with, again, Father Ethan Southern, who is amazing, amazing priest from Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Santa Clarita, who is one of the leaders of Beloved, along with Clarissa Martinez and Diane Corlett. And they have done an amazing job in really initiating this movement through the Holy Spirit. But it does take trust. It does take belief. And we were talking about trust right before the break and how prior to this radio show, they actually had a conversation driving here to the studio about trust. Clarissa, tell us about it.
There's this lovely visit about a young lady, a young woman, who just found a news from an angel. I mean, how often do we get that kind of visit coming from an angel?
Amen.
And for her to just be able to grasp it at such a young age, with such a young heart and young, pure heart, the Blessed Mother was visited by Angel Gabriel. And the Blessed Mother says, well, how can this be? How can this be? How can this be? And as soon as the Angel Gabriel had brought forth the word of God to her, there was no other choice but for her to just truly, completely, and entirely receive the word of God and God himself. And she didn't have any other way to go but except to completely trust in the Lord, to completely trust in his in her Heavenly Father, that God himself, Abba Father, is calling her to be the Mother of God.
Amen, amen. And that's a great point, and the reality is that we have a decision to make every single day. I mean, psychologists tell us that each day we make 2,000 decisions. The decision is, do we trust God or do we trust in ourselves? Do we trust God that things are going to work out? You know, the angel Gabriel said to the Blessed Mother, be not afraid, but behold. And so the bottom line is that the be not afraid is so important. We must conquer fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. We must conquer fear. And, you know, again, as it says in Luke 1:30, do not be afraid, Mary, for you found favor with God. Mary was full of grace, found favor. But Father, God loves us all, and it wants to shower us all with favor, wants to shower us all with blessing. In fact, he told us that in Ephesians 1, that he has, before the dawn of time, chosen us to be holy, spotless, and to receive every spiritual blessing. That certainly is favor. Whether or not we feel it, it is there.
He's chosen us. He chose Mary. And then one of the readings from the office in the Liturgy of the Hours, there was, I think it was St. Bernard, was speaking about how all of history was anticipating the response of Mary. How is Mary going to respond? Here is Adam with tears in his eyes and sorrow in his family, anticipating, waiting for Mary to say yes. And Diane, what was that scene like with the anticipation building?
Yeah, I could imagine she was really shy and nervous. But she boldly believed and said yes. She, and went about boldly.
And everybody was waiting for that, yes.
Yeah.
Everyone and everyone of all of history, from Adam, from Abraham, from all of the patriarchs, waiting for her to say yes, for this yes.
And this little Jewish girl, this little shy girl, just kind of tucked away in her room. Do you think she wanted to hide?
I think she did.
I'd
but
hide.
She didn't.
I would hide.
So how do you feel when Beloved started knocking on your door? The angel Beloved came.
I wanted to hide. I wanted to hide. But I felt in my heart that I needed to give back what God gave to me.
And where do we see Beloved going? Where do you see the Holy Spirit leading Beloved?
I think it's right here. I feel Beloved, the Beloved movement, right here in this room. There's a buzz happening in this room, and it's in the air, it's in our hearts. God is just reminding us of how loved that we are, and it's radiating out through the media, through these radio waves, and touching so many people. So it started in Hollywood, and it seems like through that that deep encounter of our common homelessness and the reality, helping all of us to get into touch with that poverty in our own lives, because that's where the movement starts. It's encountering the poverty in our own self, which is what enables us to go out to the peripheries, is what Pope Francis has been encouraging us. And so I think that movement could possibly be going to, you know, maybe places like Las Vegas and San Francisco and Austin, Texas and New York. It just seems like there's this opening that's coming about. Clarissa, would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, we were talking about Mary and receiving the news. When we were receiving that news of the Lord wants to keep beloved, to keep moving and to keep processing. There's only one procession, and we're going to continue it, and we're just simply making the stops. Mary had started that procession. She says she gets the news. She gets the invitation from the Heavenly Father. Will you be the mother of my son? And she says, whoa, what do I do with this? Do I continue? Do I move forward? And there she is. She says, all I could be is I could be a beloved. I could be a beloved child of God. And here I am believing and conceiving the Son of God. And that's all everybody in the whole entire history is saying. All we're waiting for you, Mary, is your yes. And she conceives.
And she moved with haste. So after that conception, after she received deeply, she moved with haste. And where did she go? Who did she go visit?
She went to see her cousin Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Which was pretty amazing. And, you know, that journey was one that was unbelievably difficult. We lead pilgrimages and, you know, contact me, Deacon Steve, at SpiritfulHearts.org. This coming year, October 25th, we will be going back to the Holy Land, and come join us. It will be really an amazing, amazing trip. And you'll see the difference in the distance between Nazareth and Inchon, where Elizabeth was located. It's a long way. There's bandits and all kinds of things back then, all kinds of trials and tribulations to get there. But she trusted. She trusted and believed and went. We don't know who she went with, but she went with someone and showed up, and the great miracles happened. Because essentially what it comes down to is when she saw Elizabeth, and Elizabeth said, most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is that Elizabeth knew that Mary was blessed, that she was carrying the Lord within her, and that these great miracles were happening. And I think that this anticipation, Diane, that something great is going to happen is very important as part of the Beloved Movement.
Yeah, yes, that's what we all feel is happening right now. I believe Hollywood was the epicenter, and it's just spreading out. And the message is love, really, that just taking that love that Christ has, that love that Mary had in her womb, and taking it out into the streets to those who have not been loved, is really what it's all about. They've been deprived of love. And that's what we need to really take into our hearts, is that love of Christ being poured out on those that need it the most.
Open up your heart to receive the love that Jesus has for us.
I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be with me now, be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness. as you watch my face. If a wiser one should have had my place, but I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Be with me now, help me be strong, help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven.
Takes my breath away, takes my hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. What does this song mean to you, Clarissa?
That's Mary's breath, the breath of God.
Amen.
You know, when she said, yes, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word. That is the breath of God that she had taken in entirely and completely. And she believed, and she conceived.
Amen. There's a special message that the Lord has for a number of people, and when we come right back from the break, we're going to share with you what the Holy Spirit just put in my heart. So this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery, that of the mind and that of the body.
We want no Tolsons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get!
May I never give up.
Learn more at TolsonDrama.com.
See Tolson at Christ Cathedral's Free Theater, January 26th through 28th. For info, go to ccdramaseries.com. The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back here, Empowered by the Spirit, talking about Beloved. Beloved is a movement that is just started in Hollywood that is going to spread throughout the world. That's the first message from the Lord, throughout the world. And just wait and watch the miracles, right? And we're with Father Ethan Southern from Our Lady of Perpetual Health in Santa Clarita, California, Clarissa Martinez and Diane Corlett. Part of God's love, I mean, let's, at the very core of it, is that he calls to us and says, come, come to me, that you may spend eternal salvation with him forever in heaven, that he's prepared a mansion for us. But on earth, there's spiritual healing, mental, emotional healing, physical healing. And that is a message that is so important for people to understand, that you are not alone. You have not been left an orphan. The message that I received right before the break was that there were several arrhythmias that have not been under control for a long, long time that now will be under control. Go to your doctor if you feel this burning, you feel this sensation, or even if you don't, you know, and feel led to do it, go to your doctor, because there have been some arrhythmias that have actually been healed. There's also been some depressions, in fact, a number of them that have been healed, especially I see some young men thinking thoughts of suicide, so forth, that have been healed. I see several people who are out of work, a number of people right now out of work that will get new jobs within the next 30 days. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That God gives us in 1 Corinthians 12 what's called the word of knowledge. And this is so important, Father, for people to understand that Jesus is alive. He's alive. He says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's alive. And his power, his love is alive. As it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, that our gospel is a gospel of power, not of talk. He is alive.
When you were sharing about Jesus saying, come to me, that phrase from Matthew 11 came, and he says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm meek and humble of heart, and you will have rest for yourself. So often we take on burdens that aren't ours. We take on ways that aren't ours, and we try so hard, and it throws the rhythm off. It throws the rhythm. The way of the Lord is easy and light, and he wants us to take his yoke upon us. He wants us to be yoked so closely with him and just to journey, keep journeying with him. And he is alive, and he's going to be taking us on a procession. He's going to take us on a route that gives us so much hope and joy, and he fills us with just new ways and new horizons that we had no idea existed. And yet, it's that parting of the skies, and we can begin to see clearly and in truth. In his light, we see light. In his light, we see light. And when we're seeing the light in this world, we get so blinded and confused and lost. But when we're actually letting the Spirit of God well up and come up from within us, he's giving us his own vision. He's giving us his own light, and we begin to see clearly.
And we see this in 2 Corinthians 3:16 that says that there's a veil over our eyes, but when we come to the Lord, that veil is removed. And then freedom happens. Freedom happens. And this freedom, Clarissa, is so important to understand that what Beloved is all about is to set us free, knowing the fact that we're loved by God unconditionally.
And that's what Pope Francis is challenging us on. We had our Beloved on the World Day of the Vigil of the World Day of the Poor. He's calling us out, all of us, the entire church, to say we want to see Christ in flesh. We want to see Christ in flesh. We want to be able to see him and touch him and love him through others by recognizing Christ in others. And that's what our Beloved movement is going to continue, is to have Christ in flesh, the Word incarnate, the gospel, the word, Christ himself in flesh.
Diane, there are so many people who feel that their lives are over, that they can't possibly get out of the mess that they're in, the addictions that they're in, the slavery that they're in. What message do you have for them?
I promise you that you can be delivered from anything with Christ's love. And I encourage you to allow him to love you, because that's really where the healing starts. There is hope in that. When you don't have that love, you know, you get sick, you fall into addictions, you fall into criminal behaviors, you fall into things that hurt other people. But when you allow Christ's love to come in and just open yourself up just a little bit, and you get to experience that, it's absolutely healing, and it's really, truly, it's rooted in the love of Christ. That's what got into me, and all it took is just a small opening, and Christ completely wiped out all the things that kept me from him, and his love just started pouring down on me, and that's what I want to share with others, is that it will happen. Let Christ heal you with his love.
And we can challenge Jesus. Challenge God and say, if you exist, prove it to me.
Yes.
Prove it to me. That's one of the best prayers we can have.
Yeah. Show me. Show me you love me.
Show me you love me. Bring people to me. Show me that I'm not alone. Show me that I can get out of this, what I'm in. It's so important to understand that God's love is so much greater than anything we could ever imagine. And he is there for us, saying, come to me. Come to me.
My soul soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit sings to God, my saving God, who on this day above all others favored me and raised me up, a light for all to see. But mighty kings will swiftly fall from thrones corrupt. The strong brought low, the lowly lifted up. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit sings to God, my saving God, who on this day above all others favored me and raised me up, a light for all to see.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So beautiful, Clarissa. The Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. What does that mean?
That was Mary saying yes.
Amen.
You know, she could have just said, I'll get back to you, Angel Gabriel. But she didn't. She said yes, without hesitation. She said yes, and all generations will call me blessed. She didn't say, yes, I'll do this one time, Lord. She says, all generations will call me blessed, and my soul will magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, for Amen. Everyone will look upon me. Because of God, not because of who I am, not because of what I do, not because of the great thing that I'm doing for God, but it's God who is doing the great thing for me. And holy, holy is his name.
My brothers and sisters, you may think that you're unworthy. You may think that you've done these horrible things and God can't possibly love you. That is not true. That is a lie. The truth of the matter is that God loves you passionately, unconditionally, exactly where you are. It is your brokenness that he is embracing. It is your pain that he embraces. He calls to you and he says, come to me, come to me. As Mary said that her spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, your spirit, your soul was created to be loved by God and to love God.
That's just the truth. That's who we are. There's nothing that could ever change that. And when we, St. Catherine of Siena says that when we are who we are meant to be, we'll set the world on fire. And that fire just continues to burn. And I can't keep talking because Diane is nodding in such agreement.
Yeah. When he sets your soul on fire with love, you can't help but pour it out on others. And then it's no longer you. You're not stuck in yourself anymore. It's about loving others. That's how Christ loves. He doesn't just love for himself. He loves for others. And that's when you discover that. That's when your soul gets lit on fire.
And when Mary was magnifying the Lord, she was saying, it's not just me. I'm not going to do this. Everyone, all generations will call me blessed.
In Jeremiah 20, verse 7, you seduce me, Lord, and I let myself be seduced, for there is a fire burning in my heart, in prison in my lungs, and I grow weary holding it back. God puts his Holy Spirit upon us in such a way that it just, we have to talk about him. We have to talk about his love. We have to talk about how wonderful he is and how he loves us unconditionally. To be beloved means that we say yes to his love. when all is said and done, that's what it is. He's pouring his love out on us, and we say, yes, yes, Lord Jesus, take over my life. Yes, Lord Jesus, I surrender my heart, my soul, my life to you. I want to thank the three of you again for being on the show and for saying yes to Jesus, yes to our Blessed Mother, yes to the love that God has for you and for all of us. And Father, would you close us out with a prayer for the new year and a prayer for our radio audience?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us so much, for giving us the gift of your Son, Jesus, who comes to us as a little child. We thank you for the gift of our Blessed Mother, who said yes, the little shy Jewish girl who was so filled with the Spirit and encouraged by the angel, and her yes radiates out to all of us, even to today. We thank you for calling all of us into your beautiful way and your beautiful love, and we ask for blessings upon all of the listeners, especially on those who are struggling or feeling a little down. We ask for blessings upon this ministry, empowered by the Spirit, on Deacon Steve, and upon many blessings upon this new year. May this be a year of grace and glad tidings. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you all and remain with you forever. Amen.
Have a blessed, glorious, and happy new year. We'll be with you next week at the same time. Deacon Steve Greco, Empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gems of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
Hi, I'm Father Quan Tran. I'm the Episcopal Vicar for the Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs Office for the Diocese of Orange. I'm also the Parochial Vicar at Christ Cathedral Parish. And on behalf of the Diocese, we're excited to have our new Auxiliary Bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen. And already he's made quite an impression on everybody here. And his parishioners tell us that we're gaining a holy, loving priest. And so we're all excited to welcome our new Auxiliary Bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen.